ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. About 180 million of us now in the thick of it. This heat dome covering much of the east. ABC senior meteorologist Lee Goldberg.
Extreme heat warnings from the Midwest into parts of the Northeast. We'll drop those heat warnings as we go through Friday in parts of the Midwest. But for today, feels like 100 to 115 across much of the east. A high level 4 extreme heat risk as we go into Friday in the Mid-Atlantic back to the Ohio Valley. This is when the heat peaks into Thursday and Friday.
Due in court today in New York, the couple who got past security at the Empire State Building and made it all the way to the very top of the spire before unfurling a flag. They also got engaged at the top of the building while they were up there. Russia's overnight attacks on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv now blamed for at least 20 deaths. Dozens more people are hurt. Pope Leo coming down hard on a traditionalist group that bucked the Vatican and consecrated 4 bishops, the Pope declaring a schism and excommunicating them. This is ABC News. It was a big win, but there was also a big red card during last night's Team USA victory in the World Cup. Here's ABC's Sophie Flay.
The Americans entering the match heavily favored over Bosnia, but not scoring until the 45th minute. Florian Balogun finally putting the U.S. on the board. But in the second half, a controversial moment. Balogun is called for a foul after bringing down a Bosnian player. The referee reviewing the moment by video replay, then issuing him a red card, ejecting him from the game. Experts say in issuing the red card, the refs failed to follow protocol, using slow motion to review the play, which can make an accidental contact look more serious. According to protocol, slow motion is...
Today is Thursday, July 2nd. I'm Megan Lynch. Downtown and Downtown West will have a curfew during the July 4th celebrations this weekend. Chief of Police Robert Tracy confirms the curfew, saying it will begin at 9 p.m. Juveniles who violate it will be detained.
Bring him into a reunification center, getting the parents coming in, summonsing the parents for contributing to delinquency of minors, making sure that some kids that had firearms, we made arrests on those individuals.
In a statement released by the city, the curfew will begin on Friday, July 3rd, and run until Labor Day.
I'm going to tell you, we didn't need the curfew law. We knew we had to be in the house when the street lights came on. But it's a different time.
Reaction coming into that extended curfew, James Clark, Vice President of Public Safety and Community Response for the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis, was asked by KMOX's Michael Calhoun.
What are your feelings on this?
Well, you know, I think that we have got to keep public safety at the top. We've got to be able to develop a keen sense of public safety. And it starts with our young people. We have got to be able to create environments where they feel loved, where they feel appreciated, and where they feel as though they are welcome.
Clark says after that, it comes down to parents encouraging them to line up activities for their kids and for families without support at home, to lean on relatives, churches, or community organizations before problems start, not after. Homicides in St. Louis City tracking lower again through the first 6 months of the year.
There have been 63 recorded homicides in 2026 thus far, the lowest since 2014 when there were 58. Chief of Police Robert Tracy says a factor in this downturn, they and the Circuit Attorney's Office are keeping repeat offenders off the street.
You can identify that individual, clear that case, make sure that person's not out there doing it again. It also sends a message to other people that there will be consequence, we will find you, and we will make sure we hold you accountable.
Tracy says shooting numbers are also down and they are clearing homicide cases at an over 80% rate. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
We're learning new details about a deadly road rage shooting in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Police say 35-year-old Luke Sherman of O'Fallon was shot and killed Monday after getting out of his car during a road rage confrontation on the ramp to Winghaven Boulevard from westbound 6440. Investigators say the confrontation started while both drivers were still on the interstate before they pulled over. 48-year-old Robert Farrick, also of O'Fallon, is now charged with second-degree murder and armed criminal action. Police initially said that Sherman was shot multiple times, but an autopsy found that he was shot only once. Sherman was traveling with a co-worker who was not injured. Farrick remained at the scene after the shooting and called 911 himself. He is being held with bond set at $500,000 cash only. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Local transportation departments keeping an eye on the pavement in this heat.
Blowouts can cause blowouts, or maybe even worse.
IDOT's warning motorists to be watching for pavement failures. This high heat and humidity we're experiencing can cause buckling or blowouts as the pavement expands to the breaking point. When it does, be alert for suddenly shifting or slowing traffic. And of course, you can let IDOT know whenever you experience any of these trouble spots by dialing 1-800-452-4368 or simply calling 911. Roger Brand, KMOX News.
The cuts Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe made before passing this fiscal year's state budget slashed more than $5 million from St. Louis area projects. One of the largest cuts was a $2 million cut that was intended to buy land prone to flooding in Jefferson County near the intersection of Highway MM and Hillsborough House Springs Road. The Business Journal reports the governor froze another $20.4 million in regional spending, including funding for a police training facility in O'Fallon, Missouri, the Boys and Girls Club of Greater St. Louis, and Jefferson Barracks. St. Louis County Council heard pitches this week for a bill that would let voters decide on a new property tax for senior services. Jamie Opsahl with Seniors Count of St. Louis County explained what it does.
This bill allows St. Louis County residents to decide for themselves whether they want to invest a small property tax so people can get essential services to age at home safely and independently.
Opsahl says she represents a coalition of more than 60 nonprofit organizations serving older adults. Critics have told the council the tax has been rejected previously. The measure, if the council passes it, would and voters approve it, would raise property taxes by 5 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. If you're looking for a good real estate deal, the city of St. Louis's July land sale will feature 119 parcels. They're going up for auction because of unpaid taxes. There are vacant parcels, commercial buildings, even a condo in the Central West End. Anything that fails to sell transfers to the control of the Land Reutilization Authority. That land sale is July 14th at the Civil Courts Building on Tucker.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.